How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic. Well, thank you for joining us this hour. Please be reminded we have another hour coming up after this one. So try not to leave us because I'll miss you. But if you have something, what is that song? If you've got something that's got to be done and it can only be done by one. What's the name of that song? It's a lovely day today. And whatever you've got to do, if you've got to go do some of those chores on this lovely day. Firstly, I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. And I hope you're thinking of people who maybe didn't have as wonderful a Thanksgiving as you did, because there's another 364 days in the year, and not just at Thanksgiving and Christmas time. And other specific holidays like Veterans Day that make you think of a unique set of people in your community that maybe you could do something nice for as a way of showing your thanks for all the blessings in your life. And if you do have to miss any part of today's show, remember you can go to travelers411.com. On the navigation bar, click on podcasts. Every guest, every show is podcast for 52 weeks and is downloadable. You can click there in the navigation bar on directory. Every guest has a directory for every visit we make with them, and it stays there forever. And from that directory, you can click on their website. You can click on their archived audio, because when we archive, when we post, that's a royal we. I have nothing to do with it. Bless my internet team and my creative team and my creative director for being brilliant. But when they load the podcast at travelers411.com, they also make available archived audio. The difference being the archived audio stays forever, but you can't download it. So we figure if you haven't downloaded it in 52 weeks, you're probably not going to, but sometime you're going to need that information. And we're going to be talking with a guest this hour who I met, I'm going to say it was February 10th. I have to go online and see what day of the week that was in 2002. I met our guest this hour at a, I want to say it's a Marriott hotel. I don't know if it's still a Marriott, but I think it was a Marriott then. In Saddle River, maybe it was Upper Saddle River. I have to go check, you see, because it was 2002. So it's 15 years. It's going to be 16 years in February that I met John Ryan, whose family owns, manages, operates a wonderful, charming, enchanted place that makes you feel you've just entered an enchanted cottage, but it's not tiny. It just feels that way. It feels like you're entering. There's a place, I don't even know if it's there anymore, in York, England, called the Walnut Cottage. And, you know, it's that kind of enchanted feeling of entering someplace very special from the minute you pull up in the drive. And believe it or not, it's located in Galway. And I don't just mean Galway County, somewhere out in Connemara in the hillside somewhere. You're 10 minutes from the dead center of Galway, tucked away in a more residential section that lies around the town. So you want to go down to the sea, to Galway Bay, you know, drive out, and I think you make a right and a right. And there you are, right down on Galway Bay. You can walk along the beautiful promenade. You can actually walk from that point about 10 minutes into Galway Town. Or, you know, you can drive there or take a taxi. Or I know I've got a lot of walkers in my audience, so let me encourage you to think about that. But you are close to everything, and yet you are in this little private oasis where the Ardalan Hotel is located. I want to say the neighborhood is Taylor Hill. I'm going to ask our guests because I didn't bother to look it up. I count on my memory to be correct, as it usually is, but we'll find out if I'm wrong because he'll be the first to tell me. And I met John Ryan at a Tourism Ireland roadshow where about 40 people involved in tourism in Ireland, people from the Cliffs of Moher and other attractions, people from hotels and lodgings, people from representing tourism of the different counties and towns and county councils and whatnot, were at this enormous roadshow meeting, and they split the room in half and had 20 of the visitors go table by table to half the room. That's how big this was, because if we had seen all 40 people at every table, we would have been there from 5 p.m. to midnight, and that wasn't going to work. And so I was in the half of the room. They're half the people I never got to meet. But one of the people who stopped at my table was John Ryan, who is now the managing director of the Ardalan, A-R-D-I-L-A-U-N, Hotel in Galway. And I knew from the minute he started to talk that this was a place I had to go to and visit. And I have been not only a drop-in, hug-and-kiss-everybody, run-out-the-door visitor on my way somewhere else, as well as an often visitor who stays a night or more at the Ardalan, because it is one of my very favorite places on the west coast of Ireland. And when you learn more about it, you're going to know why. And we're going to talk. You can actually go to either S. Abrams, S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com, or travelers411.com, the interactive side of our family of award-winning websites, and put in John Ryan, which you may remember to spell easier than the Ardalan, even though it's not hard. A-R-D-I-L-A-U-N. I have to ask John what that means, because I know the Irish word ard means hill or hill of. There's a place in Killarney called the Ardnashe, and that's how I learned what Ard means, because that means Hill of the Fairies. So we're going to find out if John can share it with us. Otherwise, we've got a research project of what Ardalan means, and certainly what Ardalan Hotel means to him and his family and all the happy people who come to stay, visit, have weddings, have parties, have reunions, and like me, just come to commune with the spirit of Ireland encompassed in this family-owned and operated business at the Ardalan Hotel in Galway. So we're going to talk with John Ryan right after this.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
On the line with me, live from Galway, is John Ryan, managing director of the Ardalan Hotel in Galway. Is it Taylor Park? Taylor Hill?
Taylor's Hill.
All right, I'll get to get that emblazoned in my memory. If you had to drive into town, into the center of Galway Town, where all the shopping is, or you walked it, how long would it take?
Well, if you're driving, it'll take you no more than 4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah.
If you're walking, depending how fast, 15 to 20. Very direct, yeah. Very close. Probably 15 downhill. Yeah, it's an easy one to do.
Yeah, it is downhill. As a matter of fact, I'm talking to you, but I am envisioning driving out of the courtyard of which, by the way, people, is so nicely landscaped, and it's part of what makes you feel like you're arriving at a private residence, but you know, a hacienda style, sprawled out, darling private residence. But if you leave the driveway, my impression is you make a right turn and you're going to walk all the way down that hill. And as you're walking, the entire time you're walking, you have this fabulous view of Galway Bay. Have I got that right?
That's right. Yeah, you certainly do. You come out, you take a right, and the sea, Galway Bay is just on your, you're looking down your right-hand side as you walk through one of the most spectacular parts of the city of Galway.
A leafy residential
area.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. I would love to have a house on one of those streets that where the hill is almost like a San Francisco hill. So as the houses go up the hill, many of them, there are windows on the side of the house that would face Galway Bay. Overlook the rooftop of the houses below it. And so I'd like to have one of those with a rooftop terrace, kind of a, you know, terrace garden on the roof to go up there and sit and look out. And, man, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back because I have to ask you, and I want you to give a little thought to, did the crazy GPS people ever correct the misdirection if you put the Ardlin into the Ardlin Hotel into the GPS system in Ireland? You wind up in a little community of, I don't know, it's like a condo community of cute little townhouses and whatnot that just a few blocks away. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. This is Stephanie Abrams.
What's up, Doc?
Join America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, as they present Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2, December 29th and 30th. Thrill to Warner Brothers' classic Looney Tunes, projected on the big screen, while the Boston Pops perform the original soundtracks live. Catch the whole Looney Tunes gang in this one-of-a-kind Boston Pops concert. Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2 at Symphony Hall. Tickets now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. 15% savings valid for sale now through 2017. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. For details, visit Amtrak.com or ILoveNY.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%.
Man, I wish I was on that N17.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me is himself, the elf, John Ryan, managing director of the Ardalan Hotel in Galway, a place you're going to love, people. You really are going to love it. It is tradition with a 21st century twist. So you feel the authenticity of an Irish hotel, but... And especially with all the family influence of the warmth and friendliness of the folks that work there and manage it, and staff is marvelous. And the front desk people are amazing. You arrive and you already feel like you're part of the family. And I'm not just talking about me or, you know, oh, well, they know who you are. I have arrived and been at the front desk and they were busy. And I watched and observed how other people were being checked in and checked out and their questions answered. And I mean, it's the hub of joviality, typically Irish. It's just marvelous. So my question to you before we went out of the last segment, John, was my husband, since we now have had for the last several years, this international GPS system, which people is worth buying if you're going to take a bunch of trips, because at $10 or $15 a day to rent a GPS system, if you're going to be away more than 10 or 12 days, you can buy one already. And then you never have to pay for it again. However, while it is mostly accurate, occasionally it isn't. And once we had this toy in the car, John, Mark needed to use it. I mean, the maps in Ireland and the signage are fabulous. You don't need it. But if you're going to use it, this GPS system had us make a left turn into a little community development of darling townhouses and individual houses, something nurseries, the nurseries, something like that?
Yeah, the nurseries. Yeah, it's just down the road.
And we're making the left turn, and I'm saying to Mark, this isn't it. You need to go another street up, and then you cross the street, and it's right there. And he said, well, maybe this is a shortcut. No, this was a dead end. But I actually got to meet a fella and his dog. He was out walking his dog, and he and his wife have celebrated benchmarking occasions at the Ardalan. And when I told them where I was going, we got into a long conversation about you and the hotel. You remember who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I tell you, it took us a while, but we Google have it right. Oh, they have it perfectly positioned. You know, they're spot on. But some of the sat nav ones had it wrong, but it took us a while to dig through the intricacies of
the
technology and get to speak to the right person. You know, it took us a while. It's amazing when you try to fix something like that.
Oh, yeah.
That's pre-programmed. It takes a while, but we eventually got there. We got it all done. So people aren't stopping down the street anymore. Yeah,
what,
but I know the gentleman you're talking about, and he mentioned you, and he remembered meeting you, and, you know, that's what... You know, I suppose it sums up a lot of the stuff we do. That family have had literally everything in their family, celebrations from christenings to marriages to parties to anniversaries to everything in the hotel. You know, so that's kind of sums us up in that family friendly, you know, cozy, relaxed, as you said, authentic, traditional type of hotel that people like to come in. And just sit down and get that warm welcome, that warm feeling of being part of the family that we are. You know, we're a family-run hotel, and we try to bring that family atmosphere along with us. You know,
well, what's interesting about it is too, because you are surrounded by houses, a residential neighborhood, and yet you know a hop and a jump into the center of all things Galway. Even, you know, as it relates to going the other direction and going out into Connemara, I mean, you're the perfect jump-off point for that as well. But because of your location, anytime I walk in your lobby of your hotel, which is set up like lots of cozy, congenial conversation areas with comfortable furnishings and coffee tables and end tables and whatnot... The local, it's a gathering place for not only the guests in the hotel, but for the locals, which makes it, you know, you can sit down in the lobby and before you know it, you're talking with somebody, you know, that lives locally, who adds, you know, such an important aspect to your experience visiting Ireland to get to know the local people. And so, you know, you're kind of like the backyard watering hole for... You know, the people that just live in the region, and they're smart enough because you're not the only option in town, but they're smart enough to know a place that's going to treat them well and they're going to feel comfortable in. And it's the same reason that I seek out the Ardlan when we're traveling in Ireland as well. Not that we always get to stay with you, because our itinerary doesn't always let it happen, and you're so busy there isn't always room.
But you're right, John. You come in even a day like today where you see, at the moment you spoke about Christmas, the atmosphere is starting to build, our decorations are all going up. But you see people coming in having a cup of tea or a cup of coffee for a chat. You see young mothers coming in with their babies to meet their friends. You see businessmen having a chin wag in a corner over something, or people meeting to relax.
Chin wag. That's a new one for
wag,
me.
Yeah.
Oh, I like
or
that.
Or an afternoon tea. You know, you can see today people coming in and have their afternoon tea and just relaxing, enjoying, and it's simple. It's so easy to get here, and you don't have difficulty parking. You know, it's
that's true.
There's no fight to get to our beautiful hotel.
No, that's true. And that's another good point, too, because like being in a countryside hotel, even though you're not in a countryside, but it feels that way. Once you get out of big cities, generally speaking, hotels have parking facilities and they generally don't charge for them. Whereas when you go into a city, you're going to pay dearly for the parking. And we've paid as much as... I don't know, in dollars, $50 to $70 a night for parking in Dublin. But that's not unusual because we've paid $60 to $80 in New York City. And, you know, I mean, it can often, sometimes people look at a hotel and they ultimately choose by the price, not realizing that when you add in they've got resort fees that they've made up, they've got... parking fees and whatever else, and by the time you add all that in, the more expensive hotel was a whole lot cheaper and gave you a whole lot more. So you know, it's very nice to be able to park right there, get out of your car, come in the lobby, go to your lovely room, and your beautiful dining room, which, you know, I've seen it dressed up for occasions, and you know, it's a nice dining room to begin with, but when you fuss over it, it becomes something very special. And the views of the gardens, and you've put so much attention into the gardens in the last several years, and it's just the whole thing. You feel like you're in the countryside, and there you are in the city limits of Galway. We'll be right back, people. Don't leave me, talking with John Ryan, Managing Director of the Ardlin Hotel in Galway, County Galway, Ireland. Don't leave me.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Hi, I'm Viola Davis. Did you know that 1 in 6 kids in America struggle with hunger? Growing up, I was one of those kids, but we can solve this. When we make breakfast happen for kids in our neighborhood, we have the power to end childhood hunger. We create bigger, brighter school days and healthier minds and bodies. Go to hungeris.org and lend your time or your voice.
A message from the Albertsons Companies Foundation and the Entertainment Industry Foundation.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
7/23.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio. Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me live from Dublin. No, not from Dublin. You know, I'll tell you why I was thinking Dublin. Live from Galway, the other coast. But if you happen to be going to Dublin, people, there is a road called, depending on where you're starting, if you're in Dublin, they call it the Dublin-Galway Road. If you're Galway, they call it the Galway-Dublin Road. It reminds me of the surface of the road, number of lanes and whatnot, similar to the Mass Pike in Massachusetts, similar to the New Jersey Turnpike. I don't know what to compare it to on the West Coast for all of you listening out there. But it's a highway. The difference is that while the Mass Pike in Massachusetts has absolutely gorgeous scenery along the route, as does the Galway-Dublin-Galway Road, there are things they do in Ireland that'll blow your mind. So if you happen to be in Dublin, it's a two-hour drive. Just like the Jersey Turnpike, just like the Mass Pike, it's a two-hour drive from one the extreme end to the other extreme end. But in Ireland, you're driving along, and all of a sudden you look up, and there are statues of horses, and there's sculptures of snakes, I guess, to remind you about St. Patrick. And there's all this artwork hither and yon, in between looking out at sheep and cows and horses and greenery and mountains and what have you. I mean, it's the coolest thing ever. So if you're in Dublin, it's no big deal to get to Galway. But don't go out for the day to the West Coast to see the Cliffs of Moher and turn around and go right back to Dublin. You got to spend some time on the West Coast, people. Forgive me. I love just about every single part of Ireland and Northern Ireland. But if I were going to buy a place to live, it would be on the West Coast. So that should tell you something. But you know why I said Dublin, John? I said Dublin because yesterday I was listening. I like to listen when I'm at my desk and I'm doing something that doesn't require my 100% attention. I like to tune in via my computer to News Talk Radio 106, 108 FM. In Ireland, which is comes out of Dublin, and I love Moncrief, and I used to listen to Jerry Ryan, was it? Rest his soul. What's that other curmudgeon? George Hook? George Wright? George Wright, yeah. The Wright Hook? There are a number of shows that I like to listen to, so I'll go online and I'll listen to it, and that comes out of Dublin. And the other day I was listening, and somebody sent in a text to the show presenter, we call them the show host. Somebody sent in a text to the show host, and they were talking about something. They were talking about gun control and whatnot. I think they were talking about American issues, but that happens a lot. And somebody wrote in something about Smith and Weston, and the host repeated Smith and Weston. So I invested in a telephone call to the newsroom of News Talk Radio to tell the producer there, please tell them Weston is a hotel spelled differently. Weston is a town just near Oxford. half a mile down the road from Oxford, England. That's W-E-S-T-O-N, Weston on Green. But it's Smith and Wesson, not Smith and Weston. So please correct everybody. And she was so thrilled to hear a listener in Massachusetts online calling in to participate in the story. And that's why I was just thinking about that when we were coming back into this from the break. And that's what made me think about Dublin. But clearly, even though Galway is a city, it is so much more manageable and maneuverable and easy than Dublin is. I mean, Dublin is so much easier than Boston. I shouldn't have made any kind of confusion there. I do apologize. But I'm interested in knowing more because I have been putting burrs under the saddles of the folks at Fault Ireland in Ireland and Tourism Ireland, which is the name in the Americas. For Fault means welcome, people. Fault Ireland. And so Tourism Ireland is the name for the tourism agency of government in Ireland that's based overseeing Canada and the U.S. and I don't know what all else. But I have been kind of prodding at them for the better part, almost 2 years now, to light a fire under the Christmas markets that exist today in Ireland and create a trail of Christmas markets from cities to towns to villages so that people who are visiting could go in November, December to a Christmas market trail. But Galway has had a Christmas market for some time. And I know we have Christmas markets in the U.S. They don't compare to what goes on in Europe, by the way, people. And Germany has made a science out of attracting people to come to their Christmas markets, which are more challenging from a weather point of view, people, because they're at higher elevations. Many of them are in mountainous areas. You've got snow to deal with. Ireland is a much more temperate climate, as is evidenced by the palm trees you will see in pots and in the ground in people's gardens. Do you have any palm trees on the grounds at the Ardlin Hotel in Galway, John?
We do, yes. Yeah.
And they live year-round?
Quite a few. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And they flower beautifully in the autumn. Absolutely beautifully.
Do they get coconuts?
You know, astonishing.
Do they get coconuts?
They don't get coconuts, no, but they get this beautiful flower, a long white frond that comes out from it. Stunning, really, absolutely stunning.
Yeah, I thought, in your garden is wonderful. And I sort of had a fuzzy memory of palm trees on your property. People don't believe that there are palm trees.
No.
And they're not just in your garden. They're all over Ireland. Even on the most northern coast, you will find palm trees. And so they don't get the same kind of vicious winter that we get in, places that are surrounded by ski resorts in the U.S.
Yeah.
But in any event, there's been a Christmas market in Ireland for some time now. Do you know when the Galway Christmas market began?
The Galway Christmas market, I think, is in its eighth year this year. So yeah. It's one of the newer ones, but it's really come on brilliantly. Well, it started last Friday, the 17th of November, and it'll go on until Friday, the 22nd of December. And if you think of Galway, Galway is such a beautiful, vibrant, dynamic city. It's got phenomenal bars and restaurants. It is just full of history, got Spanish history. Columbus was here before he went in and found the Americas. It's just tremendous, small, intimate town with phenomenal bars and restaurants, and is known as the festival city during the summer, the spring, summer, and autumn. It's known as the Festival City of Ireland. There's so much going on here. It's an attractive place with great universities. You know, it's just and a great business city as well. But then we come into the winter, and as you know, what do you do? So we've got this phenomenal Christmas market that goes on for the next 5 weeks. You know, we think we'd almost 350,000 visitors to it last year. It's got over 50 wooden chalets located in downtown, the center of the city, in Air Square. Has its Santa's Grotto. It's got its because it's a European thing. It's got a German beer keller, and there's always and there's numerous other theatrical delights going on there during the week. But it's a great place. You can go and buy your presents. It's a great atmosphere. It's family friendly. You know, it's somewhere where you can bring the kids or go out with your friends and enjoy yourself. So we very much go down there, listen to the Christmas carols, listen to all the choirs in Galway singing down there. You know, it's great fun. It's great fun to be involved with.
Now, when you say it's down where the shopping is in Air Square, are these wooden chalet cabins, and I've seen those set up in mm-hmm. places like Belvedere House and Gardens in County, I guess they're in Meath.
Westmeath.
Yeah, is it Westmeath? I don't know. Yeah. I think you cross into Meath when you, maybe not.
Maybe you
do. I don't know. Maybe not. But they've been doing not only a Christmas market, but they do, they kind of do this. I don't know, it's got reindeer and sheep and, you know, like petting animals and they have Santa and they built Narnia where you actually, inside the castle, you walk, open the armoire, the big wardrobe, you push the clothing aside and you walk in and walk through to the other side. And when you come out on the other side, they have created Narnia and you go through this, you know, like Christmassy kind of, you know, winter wonderland trees and whatnot. But it's indoors at this point. And then there's Santa. And they give out presents to the kids, and it's part of the admission that parents pay when they bring their children. So it's fabulous. And there are photos of it online at sabrams.com. So, you know, you can go dig out Belvedere House and Gardens. But we're forced into a commercial break. When we come back, I want to ask you a couple of questions about exactly where the Christmas market is located. You know what, people? Airfare is cheap right now. Get your tickets and fly over, do your Christmas shopping in Ireland. Ah.
Hello. I need to get to Donegal.
Oh, is there something wrong with Kerry? I'm only joking. Look, turn back off that way towards Limerick. It doesn't take you to Donegal, but it does take you to the Cliffs of Moher. Worth a look, I promise. Well, it is sort of on the way to Donegal, so just keep going north. If you get there without stopping off in Connemara, you need your head examined. The fresh air is one thing, but the food's something else. The local crab is good in almost any restaurant.
I'm a vegetarian.
Sure you are. Where was he?
Connemara?
Yeah. Stop at Galway. Spend at least a few nights there. Seriously. Even then, you'll want to stay longer. I have a cousin. He only went there to buy a guitar. Never came back. He lives there now. He loves it. A bit crazy, though. Now, from Galway, you head up past Sligo. I'll be disappointed if you get there without visiting Matt Malloy's pub in Westport. Well, let's see now. Have you got a pen and paper on you?
In the west of Ireland, you never know where you'll end up. For great value airfares and vacation offers, visit discoverireland.com/westcoast. Go where Ireland takes you.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel, Rumors, from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio. Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me is John Ryan, Managing Director of the Ardland Hotel, located in Taylor's Hill section of Galway Town. And you really are literally just, it's the quickest drive. I mean, it's under 5 minutes to drive from the hotel to, you'll spend more time finding your parking spot than you're gonna need to get there to the shopping area in Galway. And I'm talking about shopping a bit today because we're coming up on the holidays, a time of year when you think about friends and family and business associates that you want to remember in a special way. And, you know, every time I come to Ireland, I say, next time I'm coming back with $5,000 in my hand so I can buy everything I see that I like. Because you'll see, especially in fashions, whether it's clothing or jewelry or things for the home or, you know, name it. Irish design is unique and special, and you know, you just want, like the kid with the nose on the bakery window. That's me. So, John Ryan, Managing Director at the Ardland Hotel, who is a member of the Ryan family that developed and founded and continues to own, operate, and manage the property. We were talking about the Galway Christmas market, and you mentioned it's an air square. Now, I want to understand, is it in like a park area, or does it go down the middle of that big, wide pedestrian walkway where all the shops are?
No, it's at the top of that wide pedestrian walkway.
Right.
It's the very top there. It's on Air Square, which is a central square in Galway, along the pathways and walkways of Air Square.
And it's right next to the big parking lot. There's a big parking building, garage building there.
It's
up in there. And there's also an Eddie Rockets up there.
That's down the far end. Yeah, that's not quite in that area. But
to the right of that.
It's, It's near the railway station.
Oh, okay.
That area there, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, you know,
so in the center of town.
In addition to what you'll find in a Christmas market, where you'll often get lots of craftspeople whose works are not available in retail outlets. But then, of course, you still have the regular shopping. What is the name of that open pedestrian walkway where cars sometimes drive?
Shop Street, funny enough.
Is that what it's called? Shop Street? No wonder it never...
Shop Street, where you can do your shopping.
Well, way at the bottom, you know, and you're walking downhill toward the sea. When you get to the bottom of that street, you're right across the street from Galway Bay. And as you're coming down that street on the right side, there's a bench with some, I think there are more than one, with sculptures on them. And one of them, I'm pretty sure there's an Oscar Wilde on that.
That's right.
Yeah. And you can sit down on the bench with Oscar Wilde, have somebody take your picture. It's fabulous.
That's a bronze
statuary and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Also, on the other side, when you're looking at the water, it'll be on your left. Oscar Wilde will be on your right. You'll see the shop where the original cladded design was made in the jewelry store there. And you can go in, and it's the only place you can buy clatter rings and clatter necklaces and bracelets and designs everywhere. Lots of people have, you know, kind of knocked it off. But if you want the real original design, you have to go to that street and that shop in Galway, and you can get it. They probably have something online as well. But what's the name of that shop? Is it Thomas something?
Dillon's.
Okay. And also on that same side of the street. Well, if you're looking at the Galway Bay, looking downhill, it's on your left. There's a big, tall building that looks like it was made by the Wedgwood Pottery Factory. It's Wedgwood blue with white little stuff on it on the outside, you know, like a Wedgwood plate with a raised designs. And it's called the Treasure Chest. It's owned by Mary Bennett. And you what a shop. If you see something you like, don't think, I'll go shopping, I'll find it somewhere else, maybe I'll even find it on sale somewhere. You're not finding it again. Everything in that store is unique. You find it, you love it, you buy it, and you take it with you. I had to drive back 150 miles in a long cut. So I want to talk about some really exciting things that have happened for the Ardlin Hotel. Give us your website so people can follow up after.
Sure.
Don't do W's. Start with
the Ardlin. It's theardlinhotel.ie.
And it's the Ardlin.
Yep.
theardlinaun.
Hotel.ie,
and IE is the abbreviation for Ireland. And you know, people, that you can find the link from our show notes and the directories and everything else. So go online to sabrams.com, sabrams.com, and travelers411.com. It'll be there for you forever. You won some awards, John.
We did, yeah. Another great year for us. After being a tremendous year, and we had such a an amount of American guests stay with us this year was fun. It was just absolutely super.
You can thank us for some of that.
Yes, absolutely. So, one, Ireland's friendliest hotel. We've got a small luxury hotel of the year 2017. And we have a beautiful swimming club and gymnasium area. And that got the hotel club of the year. So, on top of having brand new bedrooms, we're redecorating all the time. You know, we redeveloped our beautiful gardens. We've redecorated our restaurant. We've changed around our furniture in our front reception, and we're doing lots. Place is looking great. It's atmosphere. So we'd love to welcome more and more of your listeners to our beautiful hotel.
Well, I hope they put it on their list of must-visit places. And make sure you put Ireland on your must-visit place, or you'll never get there. And, you know, it's wonderful that you mentioned the redo and the reinvestment in the property, because that was the next thing I was about to say. That every time I come to visit you, because I'm not there on a day-to-day basis, I noticed the impact of, oh, look, they added this, they changed that. In fact, the last time we stayed with you, which I think was year before last, we stayed in a room that, you know, that room didn't exist before. I mean, it was, you know, I mean, and it was so trendy, chic, delicious, beautiful, comfortable. The bathroom was great and everything about it was wonderful. And it was very different from other rooms we had stayed in before. How many total rooms are there on property?
123.
What's the total occupancy of heads and beds you can do?
About 240.
Okay.
If that was, if there was a head in every pillow, but that's rare.
Yeah, well, you know, I just want to give my listeners an idea that if they're thinking about having a destination wedding, a family reunion, you want to get the attention of the people on your board of directors, or you want to do an incentive trip, give a thought to this. You're never far away from a golf course in Ireland. Listen to the news. Come right back. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio,